says I can do. I am a believer, not a doubter. I'm a doer, not just a hearer. And my life is the better after having heard the word of faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, Father, we say thank you on tonight. None of me and all of you, that this word would be articulated to your people in a way that they can understand it. And we give you praise for it on tonight, God, that as we study this word on today together, that we will be filled to capacity, that we will be able to carry on through the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, everybody say, amen, 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 amen. Well, we got a lesson for you tonight, but again, I want to thank God for the lessons in the series that Pastor has been teaching us, how he's now started a new series, Pray First. And I just thank God for how he take his time to study the word enough that he will have the right thing to say at the right time. And he teaches us the right thing at the right time. So tonight, it may not feel like it or sound like I'm picking back off on it, but I believe from I'm still basking in our last series on Daniel. So we're just going to have a good time in the Lord tonight. How about that? Amen. And my topic tonight is the danger of unbelief. Or I could say, don't let unbelief short circuit your faith. And we're just going to talk about, let's look at the word short circuit. How many have ever had something to short circuit? Had been able, yes. And you're going around, sometimes you have to, I believe, in the way I'm understanding it, that means you got to fish out, you got to search out where the problem is. And tonight, the reason I chose that is because sometimes we can be doing so good in faith, walking by faith, believing the word, and we can have a short circuit, and it will cause us to think that we're not where we really are. And the same way we got to fish out and find out what that problem is, in if it's the lights or the car or whatever, the electricity or whatever it is that has short circuit, we have to find out the problem so we can fix it, so we can get back in working order. So tonight, your problem isn't a lack of faith. I want you to know that. But maybe it is unbelief. So tonight, all we're doing is just giving you an opportunity before the year is out to this time of the year, check your list and check it twice. I ain't going to say the rest of it. But just check yourself. Just like your cars, you don't really like taking your car in for service, but it has to be done, right? And that's what we're talking about tonight, how some things you don't know about your car or your body unless you go and get checked out. And tonight I'm just going to kind of give you a little opening, some things here to let you know how we need to start checking on some things that we don't really have a faith problem, but maybe it's an unbelief problem, okay? So we're going to start in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's good right there, right? And sometimes you have to have two or three witnesses. So let's go to 2 Peter 1 and 1. And it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith. So you see, you have the faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Say, I have the faith of Jesus. And this one goes along with it. It's Romans 12 and 3, and it reads, For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Let's go home. That's pretty good, right? But when your faith is not working, and you think your faith is not working, what you have to do is take an inventory and see where the problem lies. Because I done gave you three scriptures that let you know that faith is there. You got a measure when you gave your life to Christ. Then you attain light, precious faith. So we know it don't look like it's a faith problem. So we have to find out what the problem is. Now we're going to go to Mark chapter 6, and I'm going to be moving around, so hopefully I won't lose you. And first 1 and 2, Mark 6, 1 and 2. And it says, he went out from thence and came into the cold's own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogues. And many hearing him was astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such many works are wrought by his hands? We're talking about Jesus. And he could dare do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folks and healed them. And verse 6 says, and he marveled because of their, what? Unbelief. And he went round about the village teaching. And that is why I wanted to do this tonight, because I was thinking when I read that scripture right there, I thought about my pastor. Him and Lady, they go all out of their way to study and make sure we get the best. Yes, it's the word, but it's the way they present it to us. And it's repetitious. He tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. He says that it ain't automatic. He needs our permission. He needs our participation. So we know all of this. But I just want to iterate tonight that there could be this small problem. Could be others. But this is one that you may want to look into to make sure that it's not a problem. Because here the scripture let us know that these people want to understand this is Jesus and how he can do all of this stuff. And he said he couldn't do many miracles there because of their what again, class? Their unbelief. Tonight, if I told you God wanted to heal you tonight, and if you had any ounce of unbelief there, you would not receive the healing. And a lot of times people think, well, if I didn't get healed, then that means maybe they didn't know what they was doing. But tonight we're putting the ball back in whose court? Your court. Tonight I want to encourage you that you have the faith. Just get a tune-up and see if something is short-circuiting your faith walk. See, sometimes people think they can identify you from your family and what you used to do. Now look at this in the same chapter. Don't go to this because I didn't write it down, so y'all just listen. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin, and in his own house. That's another reason I brought this up, is to let you know that we have a good, great man and woman of God, that we should take this word so serious and not take it for lightly. Because really what happens when we don't use this word that he's given us to the point where we know what is going on and how to stand on our own, it really come back, it bounced back on him. But I want you to know that if you love your pastor like you say you love him, you will take the word, you will listen to this word. It's free. Do you know there's some things that you have to pay for? It's not free anymore. But how often do you get the word free? How often? I try to see things I want to look at sometime, and then at the end it's 99 cents. And I say, ugh. Then I, not that I can't afford it, I go, ugh. But then guess what I say? That's all right. I know where I can go for free. Ain't that all right? So I want you to know that we have a prophet among us, and he's teaching us the word of God. And it covers every area of our life. So we have to examine ourselves, because he's teaching it, and guess what you get when he's teaching? You get the faith, but we just got to make sure that we ain't got something going on to short circuit, making sure we get the promise that is already promised to us. And there again, I don't know where I'm at, so I'm going to just read verse 7. And he called unto him Listen at this. He called unto him the 12 disciples. And pastor started out his ministry, this church, Without Limits Christian Center, with four people, and now we're over 1,000 strong. But listen, and beginning to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirit. He gave them power over what? Thank you for helping me. In verse 12 say, and they went out and preached that men should repent. This is what the disciples is doing. And they cast out many devils. How many devils? And anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. So they had been taught to go out and do just what Jesus had already taught them to do. Just like pastor teaches us, we go out and supposed to live what we have been taught. But there's a problem. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. Look at this. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. You hear that? They were already doing it. They had already gotten the power to do it. But there comes a problem right here in Matthew chapter 17, verse 14. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son. He said, he has seizures, this is in the NIV, he has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Verse 17 says, you unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon. And it came out, the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Well, I'm out here all by myself. It's okay. Because it's good to me. Now let's go to Mark chapter 9 and look at verse 23 and 24. Is y'all getting anything? And it says in 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, look what happened, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thy my unbelief. This man realized, yes, I believe, but something is going on that I can't believe to the point where I can do this for my child. So help me. And you know how to get the best help? When you admit something ain't right. And I may be going ahead of myself, but you remember he gave the disciples the power to do this. In another translation, I don't know if I have it written down, they saw him foaming at the mouth. They saw him wallowing. He was gnashing at the teeth, and they was doing all kind of things. In my mind, I could be wrong, I think they went on what they saw. All the things they have done before didn't add up to what they saw this time. That didn't add up. So that lets you know sometimes you might get in a situation that you got to make sure I'm standing on the faith of God's word and not going on what my head say. And what my head say is that I can't handle that. But no, you're supposed to speak to it just like Jesus did. Come on now. Mark 17, going back to Mark 17, and we're going to look at the 19th and the 20th verse. And it said, then came the disciples to Jesus apart. After he done did all of this, they thought about it. They said, well, now that we are off to ourselves, let's find out what happened here. They said, why could not we cast him out? Somebody said, that's a good question. In verse 20, he gives them the answer. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now you see how little, they might be a speck on the floor, which I doubt it, not at Without Limits Christian Center. Not at Without Limits Christian Center, but if there was a speck on the floor, I'm here to tell you tonight that that's just how much faith you can have and get results. You don't have to have this big old room full of faith. He said if you just have a mustard seed, and it says that a mustard seed is very small, and say unto the mountain, whatever it is that's in your life, it could be a child that you may think you're afraid of, but who's the parent? Who's the parent? You can speak to that mountain. You don't have to call it a name, but you can speak to that mountain. And back in my day, if that didn't work, the rod would. Hey! Let's have some fun in here. I almost felt that. Honestly, I went way back to when I was a child and was doing something I had no business doing. Oh, it won't, Johnny, go sit in the corner. That ain't what I got. I didn't feel no love either. But verse 20 says, and he said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should have been able to say to the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Tonight, church, there's nothing impossible for you. You're getting ready to go into a new year, and you already done have told yourself, some things I started off and started believing for in 2017 ain't happened yet. And? The year ain't gone. That's right. The year ain't gone. Help me preach it, brother. The year ain't gone. But if you would take the faith of a grain of mustard seed and put it on it. Somebody say put a ring on it, but put your faith on it. You will see some things happen in your life. Faith in my heart, but doubt in my head. You got to get them together. They got to line up. Now let's look at Mark chapter 5, 35 and 36. But before we, it's fine, leave it there. Before we start, you know this is a story. This is always one of my favorite stories about the woman with the issue of blood. Let me tell you what she didn't. She might have been short circuit for a while. But guess what? When she heard of Jesus, she didn't care about what the law was. That's where she wasn't supposed to be. She stepped out only on what she had heard, that Jesus was coming through town. And all those people, now listen at this, all these people was touching and thronging him. Only the woman with the issue of blood got what she came for. I'm here to tell you tonight, don't set up under all of this word and all of this power and don't get what you need. Don't get what you need. And the Bible says in verse 35, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue how certain which said, thou daughter is dead. Somebody, didn't I tell you earlier, sometimes you can't go by your senses. That means he heard that. Now when Jairus started off, he went knowing that Jesus was going to come to his house and do what? Heal his daughter. That's what he started out thinking. And now he gets word, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master and the father? Verse 36, and as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Only believe. Jesus said, I know what you just heard, but don't be afraid. Eliminate the fear and believe. Regardless of what you hear, what the doctor tells you, only believe. Only believe. And sometimes you have to keep your mouth shut until you can get it together in yourself before you tell it to someone else. I know what I'm talking about. Because if you have something going on in your life, you tell it to the wrong person, they might make it worse than it is. Well, you know, I had a cousin die from that. That ain't what you want to hear. So the best thing to do is process it. Get the word on it. Put the word on it. I like that. Got to put the word on it. Put the word on it. And only believe. Y'all do know I just got back off a cruise, don't you? So I'm still in my cruising mode. But it's still good. And the devil and the danger of unbelief is it can short circuit your faith. The only sure way to overcome doubt is to take your faith in the Word of God, put it in the Word of God, don't allow your five senses to dominate your thinking. You must come to a place where God's Word is more real to you than anything you can see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. When you're in doubt, refer back to the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You have enough faith in you right now and enough word in you that any situation come up, the word should be the first thing come up. By his stripes, I seen Pastor do this so much and tell, if anything hit me, the first thing I do just like this, because I seen him do it too much. That's how faith come. I don't have to call nobody. By his 39 stripes, I'm already healed. I already know how to do that. But if you get short circuit and you moan and you groan and you don't do what you're supposed to do, it's gonna mess with your five senses. Because we did talk about feeling, right? How many know pain don't feel good? So you really got to put the word on it. Man, put the word. Don't let fear or unbelief short circuit your faith. Now we're gonna look at 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm having fun, but God knows this is the truth. Because you do not know from day to day what you're going to be faced. But if you don't put the word on it, you're going to get short circuit and you're going to be wondering, I thought I had faith. But no, it's not that you don't have faith. You just need to examine that area of unbelief and see what's going on. 2 Kings chapter 6, they may not have it back there. We're going to start at verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, my master, how shall we do? Verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And y'all know I've done this before, how that servant couldn't understand that. He went, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1. He couldn't see no further than what? 1, 2. But the master said to him, what? Fear not. Tonight I'm telling you to fear not. Regardless of what it looks like, what you see with your natural eye, fear not. And this is what happened, and that's why the prayer, pastor praying, pray first, bringing us into this new year. Listen at what happened in verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, the same eyes he had before, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. That means before he could get to that short circuiting of his faith, he listened to the man of God pray. That's why we say prayer is the best way to start your day. It is. But I had a hard time last week. I tried to pray. Tried to get on the prayer call. It didn't work over in Jamaica. Oh, I was trying to pray, and I was so thankful that I know how to pray. And every day I said, this one is praying, and I will just pray what I just pray. So that means that was, guess what? I didn't get short circuit. I could easily say, well, I can't get on it, so I ain't going to worry about it. No, pray. Put the word on it. So maybe that's what I need to change it to. Put the word on it. And that's what happened. Even though he couldn't see it, but that's what happened. And here we're getting ready to wrap it up. Look, Peter walked on the water, was walking on the water. But just like anything else, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he started looking at what was going on and he began to sink. And in beginning to sink, he cried out. There was a moment there that he was short circuit. because he got to think, oh my, I don't know if I can finish this journey. But he could have. All he had to do was, because Jesus was right close to him, and all he had to do is pull him back in. And I'm getting ready to close, but I would not dare not forget about Daniel. I thought, Mother C, I said, well, Mother C, you right there. How Daniel, after he knew, somebody said after he knew, after he knew the decree was signed, and I'm saying to you tonight, after you know you have this report, put the word on it. Put the word on it, because Daniel waited until the decree was signed. Now, when Daniel knew that the decree was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He wasn't short circuit because he didn't close the doors. He did it just like he always did. He kneeled upon his knee 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. And he did off as he did off time. And when he came to the den, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lament voice. This is the king. Daniel, king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thou God whom thy servant continually able to deliver thee from the lions? And that's why you got to put the word on it. That's why you got to make sure that nothing short circuit your faith. So when you get in a place of not knowing what to do, the word is there. You won't be short circuit, and God can bring you through. Daniel came through real good. They said when they let him out, they just like the boys, the three Hebrew boys, they went in one way, but they came out another way, untouched. Because guess what? Their faith was not short circuit. They knew who they believed in. They would not bow down. And don't let no one dumb you down when you already know what God is able to do and can do. Amen. And it says in verse 22, my God has sent his angels, has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before an innocent was found in me, and also before me. O king, have I done no harm. No hurt. No hurt has come to me. No hurt can come to you as long as you stay in the word of God. Put the word on it. Put the word on it, and don't let unbelief and fear short circuit your faith. Give God a hand of praise as Pastor Pat comes.
Amen. Somebody say, put the word on it. Amen, amen. That's the key right there. Amen. So simple, something you're going to remember. When you're facing a situation, don't just say the first thing that comes to mind. Don't speak out of frustration. Don't speak out of your emotions, but put the word on.